Welcome. Certainly an exciting day for our franchise and our organization. A little bit about our signing today. Deshaun's a player that we have coveted over the last couple seasons to the extent that we inquired about trading for his services last year that he just found about a couple days ago that we actually tried to find a way to get this young man onto this football team last year. You know, we always try to find unique rare instances in terms of free agency when you can add a player of this quality to your football team, and we felt like Deshaun was one of those. Over the last couple seasons, obviously, he's been to Honolulu as elected as a Pro Bowl member, which is a rare class to go 2 years in a row. He was also franchised by the San Francisco 49ers last year, which made him very untouchable. We had planned and hoped for the opportunity to, you know, pursue Deshaun Goldson, but certainly we're excited when the 49ers did not place the franchise tag on him this year and allowed him to hit free agency and allowed us to pursue him hard. It has been a lot of fun in the last 24 hours in terms of not only getting to have a chance to sit with him last night and to learn more about who he is on and off the football field, but also in a very difficult contract negotiation, but now finally here with our team as a member of our football team for five of the next years, and really a great player on and off the football field, a leader. And I think a lot of us have seen it's not going to take a lot of work to put together Deshaun Goldson highlight tape and to bring a lot of experience and veteran leadership to this defense and to the back end of our football team. So I'll certainly turn it over to Coach Schiano and talk a little bit more, but I'm very excited about this addition. And, again, it was a rare and unique opportunity, and those have been very successful for us in the past.
Thanks, Mark. I want to first thank Mark for a great job that he and his people did in being able to pull this together, and thank the Glazers for, again, their continued commitment, because this guy is what we need on the Bucks. And Mark said it. We've had our eye on him for a while. And certainly when you watch his tape, you see it as a coach. These are the things that you want in your safety. But as important or more importantly, when you had a chance to visit with him finally and sit down with him, he understands exactly as a head coach what I'm looking for. And he's going to come in here and be a leader and be a guy that understands what it takes to be a championship football team. And that's what we're going to do. You know, every step we've set out, every step we take is to get us closer to winning the Super Bowl. And Deshaun and I talked about that. That's the only goal. And he's locked in on it. We're locked in on it. And a huge addition. And we're excited to have him here, part of the Buccaneer family. So turn it over to you, big guy.
All right. How everybody doing? I'm excited to be here. I mean, today is definitely a humble experience and an exciting moment for me and my family as well. I want to thank the Glazer family for giving me this opportunity and being interested in me. It's been a long journey for me throughout the years, but I'm excited. I think it's going to be great things to come here in Tampa Bay. I'm excited about meeting some of the players. Definitely, I got a chance to sit down with a couple of the staff yesterday and talk football and get to know these guys and have them get to know me. So, Greg, I want to thank Greg. He does a great job, man, and I like his energy. He's reminded me of a couple of coaches I had growing up, and I think we're going to mesh well together, especially Mark. I appreciate you giving me this opportunity and having an interest in me, too. This is definitely an exciting moment, and I'm looking forward to being here for the next 5 years.
Deshaun, it's obvious that the Bucs had a great interest in you going back to last year. What about your interest in this team? Why did the Bucs become the first team you wanted to visit and ultimately the only team to visit?
Man, I did some research, man. I was sitting down with my agent trying to figure out where was my correct fit, just to my style of play, my mindset, and Tampa came on my radar. I was able to see a couple of games in their style of play, and I think I fit well in this game. I think it's a good opportunity, and this team's definitely on the upcoming. It's a young football team. I like to consider a seasoned vet, and I think I could bring a lot to this team for leadership and just my presence in that backfield with the rest of the secondary, and then on the defense.
You were part of one of the premier teams in the league right now. Do you feel this team is close to being there? Can be as good as that team, if not better?
Definitely. I was there with San Francisco 6 years. So we started from the bottom. You know, we it didn't happen overnight to get to where we were. these past couple years. But I definitely see the potential here. The ownership, I mean, the coaching staff, their mindset, and their plans. I think that everything will work out.
How anxious were you just for this opportunity to be a free agent, go through this process, and it didn't work out with the 49ers, obviously? But just what was the anxiety level there going into this?
Man, it was very high. I mean, I was very thankful that I didn't get the franchise again. Just to see my opportunities out there. I think this is a correct fit. I really truly believe that. You know, it was time for to go somewhere with that really wanted me. You know what I mean? And I feel that, and I'm glad to be here.
Greg, can you talk about what a safety can do as far as making the rest of the secondary better?
Well, you know, in our scheme, and everybody's different, but in our scheme, we ask our safeties to do so much. At times, they cover the deep half of the field. Well, then you're the ultimate safety, right? At other times, they're down there playing at linebacker depth and got to be able to mix it up with the big guys and be able to take down ball carriers. And then again, at other times, they're out there covering wide receivers. So it really is a multifaceted job, and it takes talented guys to do it. And, you know, I'm excited with our safeties right now. I feel pretty good about that.
The interchangeable Mark Barron and Deshaun Goldson, could one play strong, one play free in your scheme? And
you know, I really think that's the way we do it. You know, depending on what the formation is, guys are asked to do both things. And you know, the one thing that I know is I've watched both these guys do both of those on film well, and that's the key. You know, that's why we're as a coaching staff, you know, we really feel comfortable that we can do a lot of different things with these guys.
How do you feel about playing with Mark Barron? Young safety with obviously a lot of talent. How good can that duo be with you and
Well, I mean, I think it could do be very well. I mean, I was actually taking a look at how his style of play on film, and I think that we'll complement each other back there. I was fortunate to play with Dante Whitner. I mean, a couple guys, Michael Lewis, guys like that. But he's a young stud, man. I think he's young. And I think I can definitely help, you know, mold him into the guy that he wants to be, like just from a leader standpoint and just our style of play.
What did you learn from especially the last 2 years, the playoff runs, getting to the Super Bowl, what it takes to do that? What kind of experience were you a part of, do you think, from those?
Definitely took a lot of work and just consistency, the hard work, the preparation, you know, every week, you know, when we came off the year before last, our success, man, we were pretty much the targets after that from that standpoint. So being ahead of the game and just understanding that being a target was – having a target on our back was going to be, you know, our identity from that point on. And
you're a guy the NFL has sent a few letters to. Do you have to be careful not to let that – influence the way you play?
No, I mean, it's football. I don't play timid at all. And I think I could still argue all those hits, man. I think they were clean, personally. I would never, you know, tiptoe or anything like that. I mean, that's for the league to sort out. I mean, I'm just playing to play football and help my team get a W, man, and I'll continue to do that.
Greg, given on how poorly the defense played in the secondary last year, obviously, you know, finishing last in the league and passing yards allowed. Was this the top priority to get another safety in here, but as well build up that secondary?
Well, it was definitely high on the list. You know, as you go into the year, you look at the whole team. There's things that every football team needs. But that was one that was at the top of our list, shoring up our pass defense, and this guy's going to help do that.
Prepared to come here for this visit, and maybe even during your visit, did you seek out opinions from anybody else that's playing on his team now about Greg's program, Mark, you know, the Glazers, the whole bit here? Did you seek out any opinions to find out really what you were getting into?
Actually, I had ran into Mason. Now he's actually an alumni of mine. We went to the University of Washington. Young cat, doing good things for this football team, and I think he will continue to get better and do great things for here. Having to run into him, pull him aside a little bit. He was out there working out, and just asked him a little bit about how he felt around being here. I mean, he was excited, and I felt, you know, everybody excited. I mean, I see that the energy around this building, it comes off as nothing but positive, and that's a great start for me.
Can you describe your journey? I mean, and I'm talking about the whole journey, kind of. Mm-hmm. I mean, you sit here today as a sixth grader starting out and going the hard route through junior college and then UW and then coming up through the 49ers. But what has this been the last 24 hours? Have you thought about any of those?
I mean, a little bit crept in my mind, but I was just trying to – you're trying to choke me up here, man. But it's definitely hard work really pays off, man. I remember, you know, playing football, signing myself up to play football, hiding it from my mom. And now, you know, I'm sitting here being able to be fortunate enough to provide for my family, you know what I mean, and do the thing, play football, do the thing I love to do. I'm very excited about it. My journey was, I wouldn't say rough, but it was a little rocky, you know, and it definitely was a humble experience for sure. And,
you first signed up as a kid?
No, she really didn't. She didn't even know I was playing football. She happened to give me $100 for my birthday one year. And I used to play football with the kids across the street before they had their football practice. And one of the coaches was like, man, you ever played football before? I was like, no. He was like, would you like to play? I was like, yeah, but my mom won't let me. He was like, all right, well. So I just took it upon myself, ran in my room, opened my dresser, got the $100 she gave me like a couple weeks before that. And just hid out beside one of the buildings in the park and signed myself up, man. And I was hiding my pass from my mom for about a couple of weeks. And she really found out that I was really playing with me and my sister. I kind of put a lick on my sister, and she went and told on me. I mean, those memories go way back, but I'm definitely excited. And I can't wait to get rolling here.
How long did you go before your mom found out?
It was probably a month, maybe. It's a few weeks, man. Yeah, for sure.
Giving you away.
Oh, yeah.
Greg, both safeties that you have now have that reputation of being hard hitters, punishers. Is that something you were looking to get, that trait, so it could trickle through the rest of the defense?
Well, that's our, you know, I like to think that that's our personality. And when you're number one in the league in rush defense, you're getting after people and you're hitting them, and that's who we want to be. That's who the Bucs have been when they've been great on defense, and that's who we're going to get back to being. And Deshaun's going to help us get there. You know, when you heard him say the word, he loves football. You guys have heard me say that over and over again. We're looking for guys not who like it, but who love it, and he loves it.
Tell us where you go from here. I'm sure you're not done. Can you give us an idea of what these Darrell Revis rumors are about? Is there anything to them? Have you talked to the Jets about that? Is that something you're actively trying to do?
Well, I'd say first thing I'd say is to listen to Deshaun talk about football and how important it is. Here's a guy that's earned every penny he's ever earned the right way, doing it the hard way and doing it right. And so when you get to a point like this in your career where you're able to command a contract the way you did, I'm proud of him too, because that's hard to do at this level, to be able to play all the way through and to make it to free agency, battle through all those years and actually come out to the other side and actually get rewarded for not only what you've done, but what he's going to do. I'm excited about that. In terms of our football team, we don't stop. We're going to continue to look in any way that we can to continue to improve the football team. But today's about Deshaun. Today's about his day being a member of our football team, about him putting on a jersey. But just know that, you know, Coach, myself, our front office, we're still all looking. Blazer family, we continue to provide us resources and lets us continue to look to see if there's anything that we think is rare, unique, or a player that we really think can help our football team. We'll continue to do that, but I'm excited about Deshaun. I'm excited about the next 5 years. I'm really excited about him being teamed up with Mark Barron in our secondary and you know, really improving and making us a more physical football team, like Coach said, that we were when we won championship.
Mark, you have the room, obviously, on the salary cap. Last year you made a big bang with three big names signing. Do you anticipate a similar offseason this year, just not in terms of specific who would want to get, but just in terms of spending money?
Well, I would say that we always try to look for different ways that we can incorporate players to this football team in different capacities, whether it's somebody that we think is a special teams player or a guy that can play specific roles on our team. So we'll continue to look, but we're also going to be prudent with the way that this team is being built and knowing that we have players that we want to do extensions with in the future, knowing that there's going to be other opportunities and always keeping that in mind. So we do a lot of strategic planning 3, 4, 5 years out to make sure that we don't put ourselves in a situation where we can't sign back players that we want to retain and make sure that when players like Deshaun Golson become free agents, we're able to strike and attack. So certainly, I wouldn't count us out of anything because I think we want to keep our doors open, but we certainly know that we have a plan and we've been sticking to that plan, and I'm excited about the plan that we did because of the way we ran this football team, the way the owners focused this football team, to be able to be in a situation where in the NFC South we're able to add a player of this caliber.
Offered Rodney Barber a chance to come back on this football team. What role would you see him playing now that Deshaun hasn't taken?
Well, we're going to wait and see what Rondé feels. Obviously, you know, that's been the thing we talked about. But as Mark said, this is Deshaun's day. So I'm going to let Rondé make his decision and celebrate, you know, Deshaun's signing and everything that goes with it.
Negotiation, did it get dicey to the point where there was any chance this might not happen?
No, I mean, it. There's a lot. There's the numbers. There's the language. There's a lot of things that go into it. It's not just as simple as what do you want? Okay, I'll do it. And then you've got a deal done. It's really difficult. And I would say that speaks to, again, the excitement that he wasn't franchised wasn't just felt by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. There were other clubs and other organizations that felt the same thing and were really excited about having a chance to add him. So I was encouraged that we recruited hard enough to get him on the first flight, but I wasn't sure he was going to sign. And I know last night, you know, it was important for us to sell our organization just as much as it was for him to get comfortable and to work on the money side of the negotiations as well. So, you know, there was times where I was nervous and wondering if this would come together, but I worked hard with CAA, specifically Ben Dagra, his agent, and we were able to come to an agreement, and I'm excited about it. And now we're sitting here, and we'll finish this up. We'll go back upstairs and go to work.
Last week when you tried to make the trade, can you give us any details on when you tried to trade for him last year? Did that get anywhere?
The only thing I would say is that, you know, we're always trying to look for different avenues to add a player, and I felt very strong. We felt very strong about watching Deshaun even last year on tape. And so it was prior to the draft is what I would say. So we still had ammunition in the draft and everything like that. But, you know, it all works out for a reason. You know, he played another fantastic season, got himself to the Pro Bowl, got himself to the Super Bowl. And I know he's got one more goal too. And that's what our whole team goal is. And I know he's going to help us get there. Thanks.